The Columbia Workshop, under the direction of Irving Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Columbia Workshop is about to present its second program dedicated to you and to the magic of radio. Before we do, we wish to thank you for your generous response to our request for your opinions on the experiments we demonstrated of radio technique versus stage technique. During long rehearsals of the stage play with a parabolic microphone, we learned a great many things which, added to your opinions of the broadcast, have led us to decide to continue the investigations in the use of the parabolic microphone for radio drama. More than 80% of the letters told us that the stage play is presented exactly as it would be in the theater, allowing the artist freedom of movement, enhance the illusion of dramatic reality. Because of your interest and response, we're planning further experiments along this line with modified equipment which will enable us to overcome some of the difficulties we encountered, and with dramatic scripts which will be shaped especially for the scope of the parabolic microphone. The first will be ready in a few weeks. Tonight, we're presenting, as another experiment, the work of a new radio writer, Leopold Prosser. Mr. Prosser has constructed an unusual radio play called Broadway Evening. Broadway Evening has no plot. It is an ear impression of an evening in the life of an average New York man and woman on Broadway. Many of the sounds that you'll hear will actually come from the crossroads of the world to form an authentic background for our play.
Times Square, the Great White Way, the main stem, the street of broken dreams, of fame and fortune, of hope and disillusion. Its great hotels would house a city full of people. Its restaurants would feast them. Its electric signs would light all their streets. The sayings of its sages, the soothsayers and its philosophers would keep them reading for a lifetime. As bright as noon the whole day long, more stars than there are in heaven, the gayest spot in all America. The world beats to the pulse of Broadway, and its heart is the crowd that moves beneath its gaudy halo. Great ships bring them here, and swift airplanes. They come in 1,000 trains and 10,000 automobiles, in huge buses, and sometimes on foot. Visitors from the furthermost reaches of the United States, from all the Americas, pleasure seekers from the ends of the earth. They speed over it in taxi cabs and up and down its buildings and fast elevators. But mostly, they walk up and down its sidewalks. You see this crowd on the stage, in the movie houses, on the screen as shadows. It is to be found between the pages of books and caught in the paintings of countless artists. Its movements, its colors, its smells are known everywhere. Its gaily dressed throngs, its pet children, and even its beggars are the material for a never-ending stream of drama. No source of pleasure is unknown to it, and many know its misery. It speaks all languages, in every tone, with every gesture. It is strident, fast, and living. Most of all, it is unceasing. Here is its voice.
Broadway Evening by Leopold Prosser.
Influence of Venus.
Yeah? What a sight.
Oh, what a sight. it out there.
A lot of hooey, if you ask me.
Yes, sir. Things often turn out so just as they predict.
Coincidence.
What'd you say?
I said coincidence.
Yeah, that's it. Funny though, just the same. Hey, you better watch yourself.
Yeah, get in the car.
Well, that reminds me, I gotta get some for the junior's car. Come on up there. Think it's any good?
Can't tell. Why'd you get some? Try it.
I don't know what to get nowadays. A lot of dust collected. How
way it all comes from? Well, it from the sea, I suppose.
Right, just 1 minute,
and
it all settles again the next
minute. I'm quick.
That's right. And he said, you wait for some time. God damn it,
go
out in 7 weeks.
That's
the best band in town.
I'm hooked in the balcony. Put in the comedy theater. I don't want to.
You don't have a tip, so you save anyway.
Double
figures.
Sure, I saw.
A fellow that always plays the dumb guy. You know the one.
Oh, that's before 6 o'clock. 85 cents after that. Can't act too good looking, that's all. Yeah, well, you might
as well be outside. Please go dinner and dancing. I'm having such a cute crowd there.
Here again. Yeah.
Well, cool inside the moon picture houses.
Well, that's something. Boy, it's been hot.
And some say it can't be done. Out in California, the land in the midnight sun, they use it all the time. Now, here you are, folks. Not a dollar, not 50 cents, but only one dime. For a dime, you get the
biggest.
Needs a new trend, something the repairman said.
You tell him we got new tubes on me last week?
Didn't you hear what I said? Yeah. It's not the tubes, it's the... What did he say now? Oh, yeah, the transformer, that's it. We need a new transformer.
How much will that cost?
Well, he said he'd let me know.
Well, don't let him put anything over on you.
Dine, mister. Dine, mister. Dine, mister.
You want to go in here?
All right with me.
Please.
Huh?
Just
a
check
the
machine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you never know what to get from these places.
Get whatever you want.
Well, I don't know what I want. Well, here's a lot of eggs. You give me two fried eggs, fry them on both sides.
Fry two, over.
I'll take the bacon with that. Well done, please.
Take it with it, well.
Why, whole wheat, rolls.
Whole wheat.
Whole wheat. Yes, sir. Yours?
What kind of soup you got?
Clam chowder, English beef, Yankee beans.
Yankee beans.
Yankee beans. On the dinner?
No, just soup.
Yankee beans, all off.
Now, I'll take one of those steel cutlets. That one.
This one?
No.
Oh, this one.
Yeah.
Vegetables?
Well, let's see.
Cauliflower, spinach plain, cabbage, spinach cream.
Well, spinach cream.
Spinach cream, yes, sir. Spring beans, french fried potatoes, Brussels sprouts, cheese, macaroni, mashed potatoes.
Mashed.
Here you are, sir. Check.
What's that? Oh, yeah. Here's my check. Say, do you mind putting a little gravy on the mash?
Not at all. Gravy on the mash.
Gravy on the mash.
Gravy on the mash.
Gravy on the mash.
apple pie with ice cream.
Apple-ola.
Standing room only on the main floor, sir. A good seat in the balcony.
What time now?
The feature, sir. Been on 35 minutes. Standing room only downstairs.
Should we go upstairs?
No, let's go and downstairs for a while.
All right.
Don, I didn't expect to find you here.
And I wondered you.
Go away, Don.
Why? You know, I realized it all over sooner. Even about Viola. And I... Well, there doesn't seem to be any good reason for my staying around anymore. Let's sit here.
Okay.
Jeez. Thanks, Dorothy. You're swell. Yes. Well, I guess it's goodbye.
Yes. Goodbye.
There's
an...
After going
to...
I mean, for all time's sake. Won't you kiss me goodbye?
Kiss you goodbye?
Well, of course, Dorothy. Yes! How nice!
Viola!
That's what he's done.
Please don't let me interrupt.
Viola, we were just...
That's all right, Reginald. You don't have to justify yourself to me. I have eyes.
Viola, darling, listen to me. Dorothy and I will...
Don't make matters worse by lying. You're free to act as you please.
Viola, listen to me. Viola, you don't understand. Let me explain. Viola, you must listen to me. You don't understand. You don't understand!
Single down front, madam. There are plenty of seats on the far aisle.
You don't like it.
I don't like any kind of cocktails. I just take one to keep you company.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Find something you're keeping me at 2 bits of rum.
Oh, stop it. There's no cover charge.
Yeah, and lucky for me, there isn't a cover charge. If you order and drink you don't even like.
Well, you like them well enough. You've had four.
All right, so what? Like anything about not buying any more? I'm paying for yours too, ain't I?
Just for that, I'll have another one.
Yeah? Don't ask for 2 hours this time.
Why not? What's the difference?
A lot of difference.
What, for instance?
Oh, skip it. Just stand.
Get your coffee here. Read on about the morning. Ballroom dancing, continuous dancing. Ballroom dancing, 50 beautiful dance partners. Continuous dancing.
Ballroom dancing. I knew it was stifled in that diner dance place. Fresh air cleans your head.
You sure did. Terrible hot in there.
You don't notice it till you come out here in the open.
Yeah. Open air feels much cooler after that hot joint.
It don't feel so choked up. It can breathe easy.
You sure can.
Ballroom dancing. Fire ballroom dancing. 50 beautiful dance wagons. Continuous dancing. Ballroom dancing. Continuous dancing.
Took me the longest time to get over the sunburn I got in the beach last summer.
I thought you rubbed that lotion on it.
Yeah, I did, but it didn't do much good.
No, I guess not.
I thought I rubbed it on before.
Oh, before the sun gets here?
Yeah. Then it doesn't seem so bad.
Well, why didn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Guess you don't think about it at the time.
Yeah, I guess you don't.
I am up next step. I am up.
What's the matter? You fell blind? Did you see the red light?
Yes, officer.
So why do you go ahead?
Yes, officer.
Green means go, red means stop.
Yes, officer.
All right, then. See if you remember next time.
Yes, officer.
All right, take it away. Yes,
I thought you said there was a hole in it when you spent it.
There was, but it wasn't so big.
Got him up. Come right in. Come right in. Come right inside. That's right. Now get right down here, boy. Get out here. Don't let me yell. Come on. Of course, you can't yell anymore. All right. Now here you are. What is it? What is it? It's a watch. No, lady, it's not a solid gold watch. And I'm not going to sell it to you as a solid gold watch, and I'm not going to sell it to you for the price of a solid gold watch. In fact, by the time I'm finished, you'll wonder whether I'm going to sell it at all. You'll wonder whether I ever intend to give it away. Look at the watch, ladies and gentlemen.
Why, ask me another of the same article, Fred. That's right, Fred, that's right. A man couldn't wish for a better assistant.
These watches, ladies and gentlemen, sell at 14-carat roll gold-plated cases. There's only two of them, and the cases are solid 14-carat roll gold-plated cases. Now, you ask me, what's the difference between that and the gold you pay for in watches at the swell store, charge you $50 and $100 and $200 for? And I know you all buy one or two of them watches every week. What's the difference? Well, I'd be telling a lie if I said I knew. Yes, I'd be telling a lie. But I know this much. That those 12 stores where you pay $200 and $300 bucks for a watch don't have any rent to pay there on the swanky avenues. Oh, no. And they don't have any insurance to pay. They don't have to pay for the uniform with solid silver buttons on the la-di-da-da ornament. They don't have to pay for the elegant attendance in tuxedos at 10 o'clock in the morning to help you select your monogram cufflinks. Oh, no. And that's why they can give you things for cheap. But I have to pay to have my window cleaned every 6 months the floor is wet. And so that's why I gotta charge you $500 for a watch, and the Coley store is only charging you $10. Yes, ladies and gents, $10 was what I was getting for these solid 14-carat, low gold-plated watches this morning. But for you folks, I'm gonna do better, because I know you have confidence in me, see? Not 10, not 9, not 8. Here, wait a minute, I'll tell you what I'll do. You folks are going to be glad you came in here, right? Hand me one of them there rings, Fred. One of them 18-carat solid roll gold-plated engagement ring with a genuine stone. That's it, Fred. We've been together for a long time, eh, Fred? You trust me, and I don't trust you. I hold it up and they can all see. Now, ladies and gents, take these two articles together. The 14-carat solid roll gold-plated watch and the 18-carat solid roll gold-plated ring.
Got him up, Mr. Smith. Got him up, Mr. Smith. Save the police a job.
Notice how they all die young. It said that hardly any of them reached 40.
40's a good age for a gangster.
Young to die, though.
Well, they got it coming, though.
Yeah, I guess they have. They kill each other off, soon be none of them left.
There'll always be some. As long as there's money.
Yeah, and women.
That's right. There's always a woman mixed up in it somewhere. All turns on money or women in the long run.
That isn't so long, either.
Yep. That's life in a gay one.
Can't be so gay.
Maybe not. Plenty fast.
2 francs.
2 francs? 2 francs, little?
2 francs.
2 drinks? Can I put it with it?
2 dollars as much as a dollar.
$2 to go!
Those cocktails have gone to my head.
Yeah, I got quite a kick in them.
Cocktails always make me a little dizzy.
Well, I suppose that's what they're for.
Yeah, but you've got to drink a lot of them.
They charge too much.
That's right. Nothing in them. Must be all profit.
Well, you get away with it.
Sure do. It's a good business.
Well, business if you know how to work it.
Well, they know.
They sure do.
Yeah, that they do.
Bring all the parents and get something at the morning.
Musicians are worth. Supposed to play in the high-class music hall tonight.
Hard to say. Must be worth plenty, though.
They said that if they played in the street, nobody would take the slightest notice.
I suppose so. Well, they got good publicity agents.
Well, I guess you better have something to get those big audiences and your picture in the newspaper.
Yeah, I guess they know that stuff all right.
Must be a lot just as good, though. Gotta get a break. That's all.
Right. That's right. You gotta get a break.
The target. 14
carats solid
gold figure.
Take it out of there.
Put it down the mask. Lord Moon,
evening
star out. Jack.
Off wrong right there. Not good.
Well, good dinner.
Out of danger.
Columbia Workshop has presented as an experiment in radio drama Leopold Pulse's impressionistic radio play, Broadway Evening. Although all the voices you heard performing in the script came from Workshop Studio, practically all sound effects were actually taking place during this past half hour on Broadway and picked up by our microphones to furnish an authentic background to this play. We hope you liked Broadway Evening, and we would like to receive your comments. Tune in next week at the same time for another broadcast of the Columbia Workshop. The Columbia Workshop is directed by Irving Reese. Brewster Morgan assisted in the presentation of Broadway Evening. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.